And now the news in detail. Government has implored Zambian students studying in China to transfer their expertise back home to help contribute towards the transformation of Zambia's economic landscape. Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development Permanent Secretary Administration, Dr. Gabriel Pollen, said this when he met seven Zambian students pursuing different programs at Zhejiang University in Hangzhou City, China, that Zambia requires their expertise now more than before. The permanent secretary is in China with some government officials from selected countries across the world, attending a training organized by the Chinese government through the Global Development Promotion Center Network, focusing on key areas of bilateral cooperation that include China's poverty reduction strategies and artificial intelligence, as well as comprehensive rural revitalization approaches in underdeveloped areas. On the sidelines of the meetings, Dr. Pollen held an interactive session with the Zambian students and encouraged them to leverage their education and experiences to help contribute to Zambia's development trajectory upon their return home. Dr. Pollen stressed the importance of the students in utilizing their required skills by contributing to Zambia's economic sectors that include energy, mining, agriculture, engineering, health, and other key academic disciplines through their expertise.
We need architects, we need urban planners to figure out how to properly plan our cities, right? In advancement in solar tech, but then building those installations, but it's very expensive. And energy is expensive, it's a cost reflective analysis right now. Like, you know, you can only invest in 7 years. Historically, government has been subsidizing energy, right? When you remove that, it becomes very expensive. I think our complaining country altogether, in the sense that what has contributed is transformation. That's what we need. Well, we're glad we have a China in our time because they already have the technology and they're willing to share it.
The Department of Immigration in Lusaka on Friday, 18th July 2025, successfully removed a total of 132 illegal immigrants from the country. Immigration Department Chief Public Relations Officer Namatin Shinka says the majority of the individuals removed had been apprehended during a joint operation conducted in various parts of the capital city on 4th July 2025. Mr. Shinka said the group comprised 115 Burundians, 10 Tanzanians, 6 Rwandese and 1 Congolese national. He said in a similar development, the Solwezi Regional Immigration Office on the same day removed 43 Tanzanian nationals.
The Department of Immigration in Lusaka on Friday, 18th July 2025, successfully removed a total of 132 illegal immigrants from the country. The majority of the individuals removed had been apprehended during a joint operation conducted in various parts of the capital city on 4th July 2025. The group comprised 115 Burundians, 10 Tanzanians, 6 Rwandese and 1 Congolese national. In a similar development, the Solwezi Regional Immigration Office on the same day removed 43 Tanzanian nationals. Meanwhile, in the early hours of Friday, 18th July 2025, immigration officers in Kasumbalesa conducted a successful operation near the Kasumbalesa border main gate. The operation led to the apprehension of 22 Congolese nationals suspected of being in the country illegally.
The Kidney Foundation Association of Zambia has called on government to reform the current procurement system for kidney-related medication by separating it from the general medical supply chain managed by the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency. Foundation Secretary General Augustine Mukoka has proposed creating a dedicated division or independent procurement stream focused solely on renal units to ensure the timely and reliable supply of life-saving medication. He has expressed concern that bundling kidney medication with general medical supplies often causes delays and shortages, putting the health of thousands of Zambians with kidney disease at risk.
There is a need to do a shift in the, you know, a purchase line, under them, so to say, because if maybe, you know, a renal unit can be placed under, you know, some special division of some sort, where the procurement, I think, is done independently, meaning that, you see, it should not be mixed, you know, with other, you know, purchase lines, so to say. Maybe it will be able to sort out this problem, because I can assure you that in the next 1 to 2 weeks, our country will go back to zero again. Patients will again be subjected, you know, to the same, you know, usual kind of, you know, running out of these, you know, services, so to say. So really, the situation is not good on the ground, so to say.
Gwembe Town Council Chairperson Colette Ndlovu has commended the Siaramba community in Chisanga Ward for taking their initiative to construct a 1x2 classroom block in response to the growing number of learners at the local school. Mr. Ndlovu said adequate and clean learning environment is critical to the academic success and well-being of learners. Speaking during a stakeholders engagement meeting in Siaramba Zone in Chisanga Ward, Mr. Ndlovu said he is aware of the challenges Siaramba Primary School is facing and is happy that the community has taken the initiative without waiting for government support.
At Siaramba, where we have a community meeting with the community members on the issue of board and other developmental issues. The community and the school PTA chair and the headmen around, they have taken this advantage to bring me at a site where they want to put up 1x2 classroom block here at Siaramba School. This is an old school which has suffered a lot of challenges in terms of the old structure which is already existing, which has a lot of challenges, and also regarding the number of pupils which have increased. So the school has a challenge of accommodation both for the teachers and even for the pupils.
And school head teacher Stanley Hachimboloma said the additional classrooms will go a long way in decongesting the existing learning spaces once completed.
We are here for this 1x2 classroom construction. Otherwise, the one sponsoring this project is the community themselves. They decided to do that so that their pupils can have access where to rent. Otherwise, we are happy since today, council chairperson visited this school to see what is happening, and we are very much grateful for that.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank, more than banking.
A University of Zambia lecturer in the School of Veterinary Medicine, Professor John Muma, has called for increased investment in veterinary extension services across the country. Professor Muma has noted that compared to the agriculture sector, the veterinary extension services in the country has not received much attention, which has contributed to the livestock sector lagging behind. He has told Hot FM News that the number of veterinary assistants in the country is limited, hence hampering sensitization to livestock farmers on the best animal husbandry services. Professor Moma has urged government to consider recruiting more extension officers for enhanced livestock practices amongst the farmers.
The thing that we need to do is, of course, to improve the veterinary extension services. If you look at the crop side of agriculture, you have a lot of extension officers. So if you go to an area, for instance, a ward or a district, or where you find that maybe you have four extension officers, you just find one veterinary assistant. So we don't have enough extension officers to reach out to the farmers in terms of better livestock production methods. As a result, you find that they continue the same tradition, same process, because we are not educating them.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
At least 14 people have died in floods and landslides caused by days of torrential rain in South Korea, the country's disaster management office has said. There are fears the death toll could rise as emergency rescue efforts continue, with 12 people reported missing. Footage showed people wading through thick mud in the landslide-hit resort town of Gapyeong today as they made their way across a damaged bridge to evacuation shelters. The BBC has more.
Several powerful earthquakes have struck the Pacific coast of Russia. Initial reports say the strongest quake off the east coast of Kamchatka had a magnitude of 7.4. The U.S. National Tsunami Center has issued an alert for the coastal region of Russia, but revisions indicate no U.S. territory is in the alert zone. South Korean prosecutors are seeking the arrest of the head of the military drone unit amid allegations that the former president Yoon Sung-yeol ordered a covert drone operation into the north.